Shir Yud Beis, Maseches Nida by the Rosh Hashiva continued, Yom Tov Teves Hitov Shemem Tes, December 19, 1988, on Monday, continued.
So will every time she'll see that.
So every woman,
Afilu Dafta,
you don't have to resort to ceases like
she needs an Uzna.
She becomes, he's overdealing you.
She needs an
Uzna. It's not relevant. Now it's not relevant. Because,
hey,
what time is now?
Now it's a quarter of almost.
What?
Quarter of two. Almost.
Oh.
Did the Rosh Hashanah's watch stop?
It didn't stop, but it's handicapped.
It's
handicapped to the watch again.
It's exactly 17 minutes till 2.
I felt that it couldn't be so early. You know what time it is? It's 1 o'clock.
Would the Rosh Hashanah prefer if I'll change his watch?
No. I suppose I have to wind it every 3 hours. Not every 12 hours. Regular watch, you have to wind it every 12 hours. My watch, I have to wind it every 3 hours. Because it's handicapped.
Maybe because someone should get for the Rosh Hashanah a battery-operated watch. It only stops once every year and a half or so. Has it been cleaned recently?
Yeah.
Has it been cleaned? This is probably the problem.
It's handicapped.
It's many parts
it's
and
many just function. Like myself. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was moving my watch and
Shir Yud Gimel and Maseches Nida by the Rosh Hashiva. Chof Hei Teves Hei Tav Shemem Tes, January 2nd, 1989, on Monday.
New York this week. So tomorrow it will be sharing. And Mikasha Nida. A woman has pain and she sees Dam, so she's in
labor pain, labor.
Great pain. So if it is the main dosa, you know, every woman has the cycle of Nido Himizimo. So if it is the main dosa, then she's male. But if it is the main dosa, then it's male. It's a special dosa. So Hamikashe, the Mishnah says, Hamikashe is another, the moral discussed. But according to Maskone, of the Gemara, the pshat in the Mishnah is Hamikashi Nida. If she has dam, bikisha, it means coupled with pain. If it is b'nei nido, she's nido. But if she is b'nei zobo, b'nei zibo, she's there. Koshis of shleisho, yomim b'seich v'dalet yeh. Suppose 3 days she was in pain. And then the sopsom meisleitz biyodo harizim letters bizeik. Let's say Sunday she had her ears down in pain. Monday she had her ears down in pain. And Tuesday she had her ears down in pain. And then Wednesday she was free of pain, shocks and knees, free of pain, comfortable. and she gave birth to a baby. Hadez Yoledes Bizei. So she has a deen of Yoledes Bizei. In other words, she has to count Zayniki.
And bring a carbon.
One second. If a woman is Yoledes Shalom Bizei, then she doesn't have to count Zayniki. She has to count 7 days if she gives birth to a boy, and 14 days if she gives birth to a girl. But if she gives birth to the Meziva, so then, in addition to the Zayin to Masleida for Zoha, and for the Dalet Yom to Masleida for Nikeva, she has to count Zayinichi. Now, the Aloha is, especially Yom Sakosu, the Dam Kishu Meziva is done. But only if the dam was bekishu. But if the dam was discharged, the shipu means in a comfortable state, not with pain. So then she is tummy. Only dam bekishu is in a zivo istoya. But the shipu is tummy. Now the question, so the Mishnah says, you know, there is such a thing that is called false labor pain. False labor pain. You know, a woman, you know, she's pain and she thinks she's going to be in labor and she goes to the hospital and then, but nothing happens. So she comes back home and then she gives birth maybe 2 weeks later. There is such a phenomenon as false labor pain. So this is the Allah. How do we know whether pain real labor pain, or it's false labor pain? In other words, imezibe, so dam kishu is toya. Dam kishu is toya. But if it is, so what does it mean, dam kishu? Dam kishu means that if it is, the dam was discharged in connection with the labor pain. But if the dam was discharged in connection with false labor pain, so then it's done. How do we know whether the labor pain is real labor pain or it's false labor pain? See, after that she has a distress of shifu, of comfort. So then it's a riot, then after it is less, in other words, she had labor pain, and she had a shower down. And then for 24 hours, for it is less, she had comfort. And after the 24 hours, she again had pain, and she was in labor, and she gave birth. So that determines retroactively that the original labor pain that she had was false labor pain. In other words, so if it's false labor pain, so maybe it's stomach. So this is what the Mishnah says. Koshis or Shlish or Yomim Bisech Yudalgi. She had 3 days, she had the real doubt. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and together with pain. So she was not tummy. But then Wednesday, the whole day of Wednesday, the whole mistress of Wednesday, she was comforted. And then she gave birth. So then she's considered that if you let it be saved, and she has to count Zayniki. Why she let it be saved? After all, in order to become Zayniki, you have to have 3 years on 3 successive days, on 3 successive days, Shaloi Bikishu. And here she had the 3 years, the kishu. The answer is the kishu was not a real kishu. It was false labor pain. Some melee, it's like shaloi the kishu. Some melee she had 3 years and 3 successive days, even though it was the kishu. But it's not real kishu. It's purious kishu. It's false labor pain. In view of the fact that it did not result in giving birth until a holy sless intervened in comfort. So that's the Allah. Harezer the Yod is the same. Different So according to Rabbi Lezer, what is the important thing? 24 hours of comfort. But in the 24 hours does not have to begin with sunset and sunset. It can begin at any time, and let's say it can begin, let's say, at 11 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday, and continue till 11 a.m. on Wednesday, you see. So, and then she gives birth. So according to her mother, if, let's say, woman was cautious on Sunday and she had a real lap, and then she was cautious on Monday and she had a real lap, and then she was cautious on Tuesday at 11 a.m. and had a real lap, then after 11 a.m. she felt comfortable. From 11 a.m. Tuesday till 11 a.m. Wednesday she felt comfortable. And then at 11:15 Wednesday she gave birth to a child. So she's considered to let it be safe and she has to count on the kid. Even though the 3 years that made her into the Israeli took place, the Kishu, but it's not real Kishu. In view of the fact that there was an interval of 24 hours, Bishipu, in comfort, so that determines the original Kishu into false labor pack. So Mele, it's not Dam Kishu, it's considered Dam Shifu. Dam Shifu, even though at the time when she had the discharge of Dam, she was in great pain, but it's false labor pack. That's what I'm learning. And Yeshua Emei, Laila V'yeim, Kilei Shabbos V'yeimei, Kilei Shabbos V'yeimei. Yeshua mentions in the finish. In other words, if, let's say, she saw Dam the Kishu on Sunday, she saw Dam the Kishu on Monday, she saw Dam the Kishu on Tuesday, and then at 2 p.m. Tuesday, she became comfortable. She became comfortable. And then 2 p.m. Tuesday she came to Kamperu, and it continued, the ship continued till 2 p.m. Wednesday. And 5 minutes after 2 p.m. Wednesday she gave birth to a child. So according to Rav Lezer, she has to count the Zayin. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no. Unless the Shifu continued till the sunset of Wednesday. In other words, there has to be Shifu comfort for a Nisles that starts with sunset and ends at sunset. Now in the case where it started at 1 minute after at 2 p.m. Tuesday and it ended, the comfort ended at 1 minute after 2 p.m. Wednesday, and then she started to have pain again and she gave birth, let's say at 4 o'clock, before sunset of Wednesday, since there was no full day from sunset to sunset, like Shabbos, so the day of Shabbos begins with sunset and ends at sunset. So here too, in order to determine the original Dam Kishu as false labor pain, there has to be an interval of 24 hours till Shabbos Yemei from sunset to sunset. So if, let's say, the comfort started at 2 p.m. Tuesday and it ended 2 p.m. Wednesday and then she gave birth, she gave birth, then she started to have pain, and gave birth at 2:30, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, she doesn't have to count Zayikin. But if the comfort started at 2 p.m. Tuesday, and it continued until sunset of Wednesday, and then she gave birth Wednesday evening after sunset, then she has to come back. Some of the machlekes between Rav Lezer and the Yeshua is, and the question, according to Rav Lezer, so in order to make it to Dan Shifu, so an interval of 24 hours of comfort determines retroactively the down into Dan Shifu. Even in the 24 hours, you do not begin with sunset and end with sunset. According to Rav Yeshua, there must be an interval of 24 hours from sunset to sunset, like the Shabbos B'yemei. Then it will determine the original Dam Kisho into Dam Shif. Rav Yeshua Yemei, Laila B'yemei, till Shabbos B'yemei. Then the Mishnah says, She'sofso min ha-tzar v'lo min ha-dam. In other words, if as long, suppose, she has 24 hours, a whole day, of comfort, but she continues bleeding. She continues bleeding, and then she gives birth, so it's also considered like Dam Shifu. The important thing is not Shifu from Dam, but Tsa. You shouldn't say that only when there is a 24-hour pause from Tsar and Dam. No. The important thing in order to determine it into Dam Shifu, the important thing is there should be a pause from Tsar, not Dam.
But she doesn't have to have a real Dam.
Well, there is a machlekes in humor, but I will discuss it when we reach the humor. Chlekes in humor, Chlekes in humor, that from Zion and Bain to Rafi Ben Rafanim, the case of Sofsom Zeum Ze. So, Sofsom Zeum Ze. So, Rafi Ze says, we are male, and Rafanim says they are impossible, like Rafi. Now, so there's aloha dam kishu story. So does that mean, suppose that dam kishu, if she has pain, sometimes it can happen that the woman has pain 6 weeks before she gives birth. It's not a common thing, but it can happen. So suppose she has pain. She has labor pain 6 weeks before that, and she has a discharge of doubt.
The pain continues till she gives birth? And each day she'll have a pain?
No, it's not continuous, but anyway. I mean, suppose there is no pause of 24 hours. No pause of 24 hours.
So it's marked like it's in
one
a mission.
One second, please. So, is it considered a kish or not? So Rav Meir, Afila Aboim v'chamisho, 3 days. Rav Meir says, Afila Aboim v'chamisho, even if the kishu continues for 40 days prior to birth, 40 or 50. So the question is, why either it's 40 or it's 50? The answer is, if she's a strong woman, a woman, so then 40 days is the maximum. If she's a weak, fragile woman, so then 50 days is the maximum. So according to Rav Meir, even if the kishu takes place within 40 or 50 days prior to birth, and then, so it's considered a kishu story, but suppose it takes place 60 days, or 55, or even 51 days before birth, so then it's so remote from birth that it cannot be considered as Dam Kishu. In other words, in order to be considered Dam Kishu, it has to be relatively close to birth. What is considered close? שקונת רבי הארבון בחמישים, ארבון for a healthy woman and 50 for a weak sick woman. Then, יהודים מהדאי החדוש, חודשו. In other words, only when labor takes place in the ninth month, so then it has a chalei shem dam kishu. But suppose the labor pain takes place not in the ninth month, but in the eighth month, in the seventh month, in the sixth month, so then it's not dam kishu. Just pain, you know, it's pain, it's not considered labor pain. In order to be considered labor pain, damach maslodo, it has to take place in the ninth month, because that's the normal month in which to give birth. So, if it is in the ninth month, even though it's a number of days prior to birth, so it's considered labor pain, so it's doya. But if it's in the eighth month, so then it's not considered labor. And if she has any arrears done at that time, the eighth month, she becomes his of his daily, even though the discharge took place together with pain. That's her beauty. And then Rabbi Yisrael Rav Shimon Eimer, we pass from like Rabbi Yisrael Rav Shimon, in Kishu Yisrael Mishtei Shabbos. That Kishu is only when it takes place within the 14 days, prior to birth. But if it takes place 15 days prior to birth, 16 days prior to birth, so then she's stomach, even though it takes place in pain. Alright, now, we pass to like a police interruption, the Rashi. Hamikashe, the Roa, Sodam, Harezenida, who is more a poor Homitaras. Koshi Somach must what? Gimu Yom, the Seyacha had also a day, Shepinila, yes, Rashi may mention. Koshi Somach has what? Suppose she has a discharge of dam, but she happens to have a very severe toothache, and she has pain. So then she's male. Only when the pain is caused by apparent labor, you know, because the baby is pushed. I mean, why does a woman have great pain in labor? Why? Because as the baby pushes and comes down, so then it causes a lot of pain. So only when it's machmazlat, the pain. You will only be saying, "Achazos ayim shebeinu umido." ורואה עשו כל שלוש בני היום ברצועים, ואיסוף סוף מצער, מאיס לאיס ברגיל, ויולדו יגלו ימין סדידון שרואה עשו, לגבור מחמזווה, ושיר כך, הרי זה יולד את זה, because the הלוך is דומו מחמז עצמו, ולדומו מחמזווה. But in the Mezive, she's only male if it's דומו מחמז עצמו. Not if it's דומו מחמז עצמו. If the meaning they don't make any difference, even if it's Doma Machasler. But he made Zimitz in those apostles only when it's Doma Machasatzmo, the Lord Machasmod. So if it is real labor pain, so then it's considered Doma Machasmod. But if it's false labor pain, even though it has to do, of course, it has to do with the dropping of the baby. Why is there such a thing as false labor pain? Because a long time before birth, the baby starts dropping substantially. And then, so you would expect that it will come out, but he decides not to come out. So that's why we call it false labor pain. But it's not false in any way. It's pain. The pain is as severe as the non-false, as the true labor pain.
We're not talking about some psychosomatic pain that she has, but she thinks she might be...
No, it's real pain. It's not just psychosomatic. It's physical pain. It has to do with the nervous system, not the imagination. So, but if it doesn't result in birth, then al bedin it's not considered labor pain, it's considered false labor pain. And this is how people call it, false labor pain. Not that it's false, it's real. The pain is as real as the non-false labor pain.
Same type of pain.
The same type of pain. But since it doesn't resolve immediately in the birth, so it's not real labor pain. So then it's dam shifu, not dam nevi. So, the older Igloi said, the domim shehoa sol rimbo machnos vlad. Hilkach ha-reizu yeledes b'zei. Avo limui sof so, som lechulde yoso, kol domim shehoa sol machnos vlad. Vilachmone tarine nizive, tirsi b'zei domo, domo machnos hatzmo, vilui domo machnos vlad. Lailo v'yei, in sof so, Laila v'yeim kilei l'shabes v'yeim v'yim shopso v'chot yim shlishi. If the comfort started at 12 noon on Tuesday, I mean the Rashi says slushi doesn't mean Tuesday, it means the third day of the Rias, but I mentioned the example on the first day of the Rias, the Sunday, second Monday, Tuesday, but so that's not important. V'yim shopso v'chot yim shlishi v'yoldo yim v'yim Sopso meis leis in the shape, because the 24 hours of comfort is composed of two portions. One of the Tuesday, part of the Tuesday day, let's say 6 hours of the Tuesday day, and 18 hours of the Wednesday day. So that's not good. That doesn't determine it in the Dam Shifu according to Rabbi Yishua. Elim gives also Lilo v'yeim shlachar alaylo to Rishabes v'yeim. She sopsom natzah v'loim yadam. Yafo gav dechaz yadam hadashiv. In other words, even though there was no pause from the dam, she kept on bleeding all the time. But there was a pause from the tzah, so it's considered dam shiv. What if mamesh there was a pause from both, then there is a machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Chaim. Kamu yikishuro, do I ask you if it's even the Cholbanim Shetire at the Arboim, Arboim moi chamishim yei, in moi sofso yi mechot somo chuleide, moi ask you if it's even the Rehabi yeledin b'zei. Dayo chadosho, according to Rav Yishuro, dayo yi mitayer, as a king she came shech, Haini chi ninth month, Avo koshis o shreish o bisich alo fin yizido, Bechidesh ha-shmini, Vafu kasho bilechas kol chi, Hari miledes bizei, Mach mashreishes yonim shol shmini. All right. Otu kol am kashin yini, Dimoras kashin, Loshna misha am kashin yini, If a woman has pain, and she has a dish there, he is down, she's in it. So is that all? I mean, is that true? But Allah is the Meizive, if she's squash also, she's not clear. So why does the Mishneh say it in general terms? Cautious on either, as if, regardless whether it's in Nido or Meizive, so still she's male. But she's not male of the Meizive. Rashi explained. Or to call Kashi be in cautious of Mezibe, we have a leader, or a leader we can say. Omar Rab, leader Yahima. In other words, so according to most Russian, practically all Russian, except the Rab. So when Rab said originally, leader Yahima, he had reference to Meizive, because the Mishneh says in general terms, Hamkasha Nida, doesn't say Hamkasha Nida Nida, it says Hamkasha Nida. So Meizive is Nida, but Meizive, Mekasha is not Nida Nida, obviously. Domo Machas Hatzmogel, Domo Machas Vodah. So, but Nida Rabbonon, that day she's a soul about it. That's the Rabbah. She has all the back. Omar Rab Nidalein. Let's see the Rashi. Vorakom. Habikashe de Reye Damu Mezivo. Of course, if she sees Dam, Bikishu, Bimimido, she's Mida Mida Raise, and she's a solo pilot 7 days, like a regular Mida. But if she's Mikasha Bimezivo, so Mida Raise, she's staying off. But with the Rabbonim, she has Surah Lebailo Bede. If May Ziva, let's say, on Sunday, she was Mikasha and Sodam, so the Sunday day, she has Surah Lebailo, and then at night, she's the Veles and she has the Bailo. Where is there such a demon? That's a special Rabbos. So, I'm a Rabb Nilo Yehim Lohar Gomas. Hamikasha Vele Yedam Nilo Yizivo, Hapo Gavle Asim Nilo Yizive, Nilo Beise Ayim Masuro Lishanish. Aber lehret die Veles bin Zvicho Lishmeh. But then you ask, since he's Nilo Yizive, and she saw one day, so some Mele, she should observe, the, let's say on Sunday day, the Monday day, yes, she should ask him, like he's over time, no, since it's Domo Machas Lodo, so the Gerai says she's not Mele, but the Rabono, so the Rabono is only their day, but at night she's the Veles and the Veles. Aber Eres, the Eres, the Veles, the Tzlich Olish, the Veles, the Veles, the Veles, the Rachmone, the Arel, the Damkish. That's right. Ushmuel Omar, Chalshino, Nishemo, Tishmo. Shmuel says that she, the Rabbono, not only she has Surah daily revival, she has to observe the next day as a clean day too. As a clean day, why should she, why the Chumran of Machmer just like that? There is a reason, because it's possible, there is a possibility, she served down the Kishra on Sunday, but maybe after she saw them on Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Maybe immediately after 10 o'clock, she'll have the company to wait for 24 hours. And some melee, and then she'll give birth. So maybe it will be determined retroactively that it was Dam Shifu. And then if the husband wouldn't be born well, so he'll be a chorus. So because of that, the Chacham Yom Yisakim, that even the Meizibo, if she is Mikasha, she has to observe, she never sins in everything. Only Rabban, Shmuel Omar Chashim and Shematish. So Rashi, Shmuel Omar Chashim and Shematish, the Chashim and Shematish, the means of them, it will be determined retroactively that the dam she saw the Keshi at 10 o'clock morning on Sunday was dam Shifu. Mahmas Vlad, the Nitsa Mishamish in Zogo, Ktano de Reise, Vanish Kores, or Shlasur Le Bairo, not only the balance of the Sunday day, but even the Monday day, like his other time. The Rabbits Chokoma, Ham Kashe Niklu, that if a woman has a disha on the ground, the kisha, in the zibe, then she's the terrace of Bible in the same way. There is no job. But in the akatone, and the kasha in the door, on the rode, so that's the terrace. The final must come to know it. When Mishnah says, and the kasha in the door, it's not in general state. No matter whether it's in the nido or in the zibe. But, and the kasha, you may need or need or. But Meziva Shon, she's barely gone away, even the same day. So, Omarode can be the Nido Nido, the Meziva Teo. In the gloom, but for the Ben Sayyid Mishameshes, that Rabbi Yitzchok says, when the Nido Biyom Morim, we need this Nido, the Keish Eteo, Achmele Mezive, Abon is Nido Vitare, Kedamunu Vikamu. All right. Oh my God, we need a leader, we need Zivo Teo, Vatanye, Hamikashe, we may need a leader, it's been Zivo Teo, so it's been a Chusin, Vatanye is been a Chusin, it's Rashi, a riot to what Rabbi says. Atanye, Habikashimi, you may even eat them, they see what they are. Kids have cautious, so you may hold the soft so schneid. So suppose she was
pain.
She saw she had a real dam on Sunday in pain, in pain. And then Monday and Tuesday,
she was
comfortable, and she had the Rias Dam on Monday in comfort. And then and Tuesday, she was in comfort all day, and she had another Rias Dam. Oh, she causes your shnayim. Suppose she had the Rias Dam in pain on Sunday, and the Rias Dam in pain on Monday. But then on Tuesday, she was completely comfortable, and she had the third Rias Dam. Suppose she had the Rias Dam in comfort on Sunday, and then she had another Rias Dam in pain on Monday, and then she had the third Rias Dam on Tuesday in comfort. How does the others be saved? In other words, as long as the last 24 hours prior to birth was spent in comfort, so then everything, even the riyah that took place in pain, is determined retroactively as dam bishifu.
As what?
As dam bishifu. Suppose she had on Sunday a real dam in comfort. Then she started to have pain, and she had the second Riyah on Monday in pain, and then she had a third Riyah on Tuesday in pain. She had the Riyah's Dam on Sunday in comfort, and on Monday, and then on Tuesday she was in pain, and she had the third Riyah. So the last 24 hours prior to Leile was spent in pain, not in comfort. So then it means that she in other words, what's the criterion? The last 24 hours prior to Leile, was she in pain or she in comfort? If the last 24 hours prior to Leile was spent in comfort, then every riyah is determined retroactively as dam shifu. But if the last 24 hours prior to Leile was spent in comfort, was spent in pain, so even though the first riyahs on the previous days were in comfort, she cannot become a Zavadela because it's the third riyah that has to make her into a Zavadela. So that is dam shifu, some mele. Some mele, I mean, if it be kishu the last day, some mele, she's not a Zavadela. All right. Chloe Shabbat. Kishi Samuholeide, in the 11th day. If the shefi samacholeide, if there is shefi for 24 hours, immediately prior to leide, so then everything is considered dam shefi, and the areze yilares bizei.
Even if she'll have a riyah of 3 days for shefi at any time before her? Let's say, the week of leide.
Yeah.
The first 3 days, she has a riyah of the shefi.
Oh, if she has 3 riyahs, let's say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
But then the last one.
She has 3 riyahs on 3 successive days to shefi. So then, without her, who is interested.
So the Mela she'll be a
Yelet. She'll be Zavadela apart from her. We are only talking whether she's considered Yelet or Zay. But if she has a riyah to shefi Sunday, Ria be shefi Monday, Ria be shefi Tuesday, so she's already Zavadela before the Leile, so she becomes Zavadela. and then yes.
Then the same halachas would apply though.
What?
Would be the exact same situation. Stoke that Shavua of Leda.
That's right, 14 days.
Even Lady Abeshta Makib. No. Even if it's a Lady Abeshta, she still has to count again during those 14 days after the Leda. Or the Leda. If it's a Lady Abeshta, then
yeah.
Could the Leda still be all of the minion of the Zion King? She's already a.
That's another shadow. Whether in the Lady Shinarayabad, Israeli is Bosh or not, it's Machlek, it's a bind or it's another shine. כל שחל תשוי את שלישי שלו, אף לכל היום כל איתי שייתי, אין זה ילבד בזה. So in other words, חנן יבן אחיר בישוי says, if on the third day of Riyah, let's say Sunday to the Tuesday,
he saw blood.
And the first hour in the Tuesday day was Bikishu, she wasn't paid, let's say the Tuesday day, the Tuesday day starts at 6 o'clock, let's say it's equinox time. So when the sun set in equinox period at 6 p.m., so suppose she had a day on Sunday and on Monday, and then from 6 to 7, which is already the first hour of the third day, so she wasn't paid. And then after that, she was in comfort. So, kol shachal kishuyo bishlishi shalom. Hafilu kolayim kule bishayfi. Ein ze yiledes bizei. So let's see Rashi. Rashi is not so clear. Kol shachal kishuyo. Lav losh maschole. Elohim. Kol shekoshi so bishlishi afilu shvahas. Bileu kisa shlishi. In other words, she had a liyam sandi, she had a liyam sandi. And then, it's sunset on Monday was at 6 p.m. And then started the yim shlish. So then, she was in pain from 6 to 7. She was in pain. And then, at 7 o'clock, she became comfortable. I feel kol ayim kule bishuvi. So far, and then in other words, and throughout the duration of the Monday night, which is part of the Tuesday day of the third day, and throughout the duration of the Tuesday daylight, and she was in comfort. Furthermore, 1 hour of Tuesday evening from 6 to 7 was also in comfort. And then after 7, so then,
she gave birth.
She had labor pain and she gave birth. So he says, I feel kolayim kuli bishufet, bishofson lildalit shor achas, leashlomas meis leis, ein zi yoledes bizeiv, dibino mshevifi kolbin gimura bivio yudizom. So, the Ran, Rashi is not clear, but the Ran mentions the name of Rashi, that according to Rashi, Hananya ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, accords with the shita of his uncle Rabbi Yeshua. What's Rabbi Yeshua say? That in order to determine the original Dam Kishi to Dam Sheifi, there has to be a Sheifi of Kilni Shabbos Vienna. Shabbos Vienna. So this is. So Hananya says the same thing. Kol shachol kishua bishlishi shalom. If the keifi started, if the sheifi started at 7 p.m. Monday evening, so 1 hour is already the keishi of the third day. Even though it continued for 24 hours to comfort until 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. So, and then she gave birth. So then she's not. She's not here. Let us be saying why? Because there has to be, b'shaking a whole day from sunset to sunset. So in other words, only the birth will take place on Tuesday after sunset. So then there will be a whole day till Shabbos b'shaking before she returns. But if the birth will take place at 5:30 Tuesday, before the sunset of Tuesday, so then she will not be considered like this. So it's mamish like Rabbi Yehoshua, like Rabbi Yehoshua she did. But it's not so clear. Now there are several shot. Let's see, the Miri mentions the various shot in Hananiah. One shot is in Hananiah, is then Achi Rabbi Yehoshua, that it's mamish like Rabbi Yehoshua. But then
24 hours.
But
24 hours.
Not 24 hours. It has to be 24 hours, like Lady Shabbos today. So sometimes it might be 30 hours, and sometimes it might be 36 hours. In other words, it has to have 24 hours from sunset to sunset. So if the comfort